This audio recording is copyrighted 2011 by AboutFacts.net and its licensors. All rights are reserved.
Our guest today is Laura Madeleine Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter, great-great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower. The great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower. Could you tell our listeners your exact, relationship between you and President Eisenhower? In other words, the name of your mother and the name of her father, if you would.
Like
your family tree, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's my great-grandfather. His son, John S. D. Eisenhower, is my grandfather, who's still alive. Had four kids, David, Anne, Mary, and Susan. Susan's my mother, and she had three girls, me being one of them, middle child.
Thank you. I know that President Eisenhower died before you were born, and Mamie Eisenhower died when you were either 5 or 6 years old. But do you remember your great-grandmother?
Yes, I do. We visited her at the farm in Gettysburg, and I remember she was bedridden, and we just sat on her bed, and I remember the candy she used to give us and the Secret Service men. And, there's a few photos with us, and I very much remember her.
Oh, that's nice. Have you ever been told what President Eisenhower was like?
Yeah. I mean, family always talks about him. I've spent a lot of time talking to my grandfather about his experiences with him. And, I've just really heard incredibly positive things because he always, you know, made everybody he was around feel very important and, you know, he made them feel like an equal. And he really just had general... Just love and care and total devotion to his family and just a deep care for humanity. And I feel he was very alarmed at what he saw taking place after the Second World War. And as a person, just very gregarious, very, very warm. And I just feel really close to him. Ever since I was a child, I just felt his presence with me. Even though I'm not one of those people that necessarily talk to dead people all the time. I always felt his presence with me, and I've just kind of been working with him, believe it or not, on my mission. He's just been right there, and a lot of people who are psychic, before knowing I was related, would say, "Oh, President Eisenhower, you know, is around or something." And then I would tell them, I was at an institute, the Clairvoyant Institute, and I told them, "Oh, well, that's funny because he's my great grandfather." And I said, "Well, he's with you."
I guess a lot of information that you have has been passed down through your family over the years. Am I correct by saying that?
Well, I mean, I'm close to my family, but I wouldn't say that I speak about information that was passed down. It's more what I've discovered, my own experiences, my own connection. But also, you know, of course, I have a big ear, and I listen out and pay attention to what everybody in my family says. So it's a big mix, but most of my personal work and most of what people hear me talk about is my own information, my own mission, and... But yes, there's information that I do have from other family members, but I wouldn't say that I reiterated. I sort of let them speak their own truth.
Well, I have to ask you something that people have been talking about for, I guess it's over 50 years now. Did President Eisenhower interrupt his vacation to visit Edwards Air Force Base, where he met two aliens? Because when he disappeared in the middle of the night, it was said that he went to the dentist, and a very strange thing happened. On that date, the Associated Press announced that President Eisenhower had died. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I've, of course, heard a lot of Internet rumors and a lot of different stories. I'm not quite sure I heard about the fact that he had died, because clearly he didn't. I think I vaguely heard something similar to that. But, you know, there's a lot of rumors. There's no proof within the family. I've brought up, you know, this supposed treaty and these encounters. And I wouldn't say I got a yes or a no. It's just there just hasn't really been... It's just, yeah, I mean, there's just never been really any discussion about it, so I just have been doing my own research, and I just don't doubt it because of the UFO ET issue, the alien technologies, you know, going on in the Second World War, and the lower agendas and alien agendas that have been in our history for thousands of years. So it doesn't surprise me, because he was somebody that was trying to stop the Nazis, and it would make sense that the kind of beings that... they work with would want to manipulate him or fool him, but they're also positive, benevolent races that I believe he may have had contact with, too, later on. I just think that we're dealing with, you know, human hosts of a larger ET alien agenda, And I think that he has been one of the toughest people for them to deal with, because he's been getting in their way. And he has left a legacy in a way, because he didn't finish his work, and that's where my work comes in, along with many others. But I do not doubt it, and I think, you know, obviously if what has been told online is true, there was a treaty that was broken, and it's been out of control ever since. But it's been this way for a long time. If we look at our history and look at the different empires and how they've wanted to conquer and control, the war and the attempted manipulations have morphed and changed over time. But it's still, you know, history keeps repeating itself, and it's time to put an end to it.
Well, do you think there's any truth to the story that he went to Edwards, he went to Holloman Air Force Base, and a UFO was parked on the runway next to Air Force One?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there, and I can only read internet rumors like everybody else, and I can only inquire in my family, and they really just aren't really buying into all that. But because of my own personal experience and what I understand, I don't doubt it. I'm not going to say I absolutely believe it, and I'm not going to say that I don't think that it happened. That's why I was saying, you know, based on my experience, and if one really looks at the larger picture, it doesn't seem far-fetched at all. It actually makes a lot of sense that he would be encountering these beings based on, you know, what we're dealing with right now in the military-industrial complex and how that relates to these lower alien agendas.
Has your family ever talked about the time when President Eisenhower was the head of the Allied Command in World War II?
I mean, not so much in great detail. I mean, the thing is, when we have family gatherings, it's very much, you know, we're not kind of talking like historians would. I mean, it's because we're family, we're catching up with our lives and this and that. But there's always intense discussions, of course. And I've asked a lot of questions, too, but I've been on my own journey in a lot of ways, and I haven't had, you know, I've spent holidays, but it's not the kind of quality time where you can really sit down and get all this information. Now that I'm out of the danger zone of what I've been going through, I have a lot more time to be able to ask some questions like this. But yeah, my grandfather, his son, has told me a bit about him as Allied commander, and how he got there, and what is, you know, what the origins are, and what his story is, and just his character and how he handled it before and afterwards.
Yeah, because it seems like there's a lot more to these relationships between countries than we, you know, than most people know about. That's why I asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Another question that people are dying to know the answer to is if MJ-12 exists. Do you know anything about that? I'm talking about Majestic. You know?
Oh, yeah, they totally exist, and they still do in many ways. That was pretty much started by Truman, and then when Ike came on the scene, there's advisors there that were not necessarily, were in alignment with his vision. And so he had to deal with advisors that were not really working for the same goals that he had. And so there was a lot of manipulation within that. And that's where, you know, the secrecy, well, the management of the secrecy and what to do about it was really born. But then the three-letter organizations, you know, were forming around, you know, the secrecy and also keeping us in the dark so that some of these agendas could be carried out and that the final showdown would be, you know, around now, which is what we're dealing with when we think of a police state, when we think of New World Order, and we think about, you know, the false flags and different things going on that are very real. And so MJ-12 is much more connected to even darker people that, they have information, but they also have agents to cause disinformation and to make it even more difficult to understand what's really going on. But now, you know, different documentaries and information that people are bringing forward, if they could open their eyes, they could, you know, start to see, in fact, that this is what's been happening. But yes, MJ-12 is very real. There's a lot of documents out there. Some are not quite correct. I mean, we've got to be careful with what we find on the internet, but no, they're definitely very real. I've talked to the people that recruited me to go to Mars, have some connection to them, they mentioned.
Do you know of any other organizations that maybe we haven't heard of that are part of this?
Well, I mean, a lot of names get changed. Well, there's the Jason Group. There's, you know, there's the Bilderberger Group. I mean, all these different global elitist, you know, groups. And I don't know how much people know about them, but the information's out there. You know, the different unions, European Union, the North American Union, they're trying to create. And, you know, basically a one-world government, which is their goal. And so they have all sorts of meetings behind our back, and all sorts of stuff is going on. And, you know, I just don't know how we're allowing this. And enough people are coming forward saying, you know, this is what's happening, but most people turn a blind eye, and they just assume that they can trust the government. I have a good feeling about Obama, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot that he's kept in the dark about. And there's a whole other government that's running the show.
Do you think that President Eisenhower turned down an offer from a race of aliens called the Nordics to enlighten the human race if we destroyed our nuclear weapons?
Like I said, I wasn't there, and I there's no way that I can say, you know, yes or no. But at the same time, you know, we hear a lot of stories about benevolent races or offers that seem good. And, you know, during the time that he might have been confronted, he was just coming out of the Second World War, and, you know, the thought of getting rid of all the weapons might not have seemed like a good idea at the time. And I think that he was visited again later on with beings from Venus that gave him more information about the future that I'm trying to help reveal regarding just the shift that we're in a positive way. So, you know, we can't put all the pressure on him as far as he's the one that made all these decisions and turned this or that down. I mean, these races have been dealing with many inhumanity and many different groups and people, and you just can't be all put on one person because he didn't make these decisions by himself. And all I know is he tried to make the right decisions regardless of what races he saw. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this because I'm biased or from his family. I have no problem rebelling against anybody in my family if there was somebody who, you know, did something outright wrong or with wrong intentions. And I can at least say with a guarantee that any decision he made, he tried to do the right thing. Whether he made a mistake, that's another thing. But we are dealing with a history that is filled with nothing but mistakes, and this is our chance now to get it right. And that's where we are right now, is to reverse some of this. And as much as things have gotten out of control, the more knowledge we have, the more power we're going to have in this situation. So I don't doubt it, but I just, you know, I know that he was put in a very difficult position. And knowing who to trust, you know, was a big challenge. And, you know, we're dealing with, you know, a promise or an agreement that might not have come true and might have put us in even more danger. Because the second possible treaty, you know, they didn't stick to it. So who's to say that the first didn't? There's a lot, there's no negative Nordics. And each race and star system has a dark side, fallen entities and different, you know, groups that might seem benevolent, but actually aren't. But I'm all about, you know, the benevolent races. I'm not saying that they're all negative at all. I'm just saying that it's hard to know what to trust. And I think that if they were trustworthy, I think he would have known it in his heart and his soul, and he would have made that right choice. So I know he's that kind of man.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that exploding nuclear weapons can affect time and space in some way, and that's why the aliens don't want us to use these weapons?
Yes, I have heard that. But we have aliens underground, we have aliens on Earth, and I think the ones that cannot quite come into our biosphere are the ones that are concerned about it, but the negative aliens are already here, and they're in underground bases, and they're breeding.
Well, I heard an interesting thing the other day. I was interviewing a UFO investigator, and he told me that there are several cases now where people have actually seen aliens on trains and things. One person would see them, but nobody else could even notice they were there. Have you ever heard that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot with, you know, we all have, you know, chakras. Our third eye is what helps us to see things, that some have more advanced abilities on that level and others don't. Some people can see beings and demons and ghosts and angels and aliens, and others, you know, just see just human bodies. It depends on one's level of perception.
You have said in the past that you thought that your great-grandparents knew about aliens because Mamie Eisenhower dropped some hints. What did you mean by that?
Well, just a distant relative, Ed Grimsley, had mentioned that a family member of his had been told by Mamie that there indeed were aliens. But, I mean, you know, I'm not one to say I 100% stand by everything that I hear. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, what I heard. But is it true? I have no idea. I can't say anything's true unless I was there and experienced it myself. But I can only share and mm-hmm. allow others to have an open mind.
Do you think that 9/11 was a false flag operation, and why?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. Because that's the nature of how I mean, there's been quotes even by the global elite that says it's going to take a serious crisis in order to get to be able to have control over the masses. And they create these serious crises to put us in a state of trauma and panic because that's what they feed on. And then they come along as leaders trying to help and, you know, save the day and act like they care and have compassion. But, I mean, the Defense Department and all the whistleblowers and all the people that were, you know, aware of what was going on in the banks and just the communications that were going on before 9/11 happened that had insider information, they're on red death lists. They're, you know, being killed off for speaking truth. And, you know, the trillions of dollars that were missing right before the towers went down were not accounted for. And the building number 7 that was, I think that was the number that went down for no apparent reason because it wasn't even hit, held all that information. And that money, I heard, was invested into MK weapons and more mind control technologies or just the implementation and the spreading of their use you know, I'm not going to say that I have 100% proof of it, but, you know, when I feel into my gut and I really look at the situation, I've really read a lot, and I know a lot in the truth movement who have written books and that really know about demolition and really know on a scientific level how these things would have happened if they were, in fact, what they're saying happened, you know, have really solid evidence that this did not happen in the way that they're saying that it happened.
Well, yeah, there's an awful lot of strange things attached to 9/11, no doubt about it. And one of them is the fact that the list of people that were supposed to be on the plane, the terrorists, some of them are still alive, they're flying planes, they're respected pilots, and yet the list has never been upgraded. And the other thing is the Pentagon, and nobody's been able to find a plane, I mean, to show that a plane went into the Pentagon, and there's a lot of questions on that subject.
I have no doubt that it was not a false flag event. I know it was a false flag event. As far as the details of the information I have, I'm kind of, gathering it in the same way as you are, and it's just obvious. And you see, you know, who is in the White House during the time, and what is their deeper-rooted, what these folks are dealing with behind the scenes is outrageous. And there's many whistleblowers that have told incredibly horrendous stories about what these folks are up to. So all the information's there. I think it's hard for people to swallow, but they need to accept it so that we can get to the next level.
Do you know of any connection between President Eisenhower and Nelson Rockefeller that had anything to do with UFOs?
Well, I mean, I think there's, you know, a connection. I mean, the Rockefeller family, or I think one person in particular, maybe it was him, encouraged Ike to become president. And I think that was a part of where this manipulation began to take place, because obviously, you know, Rockefeller was somebody who was into the war economy and the military-industrial complex that Ike warned us about. So the connection to UFOs are just the fact that, you know, this was not something that was anything that was a mystery to anybody during that time. They only try and make it a mystery to us, even though there's tons of abductions and contacts that are being made all over the world. They only try and make it seem like it's not happening as far as the way they voice it to us, but they're all well aware of this. Everybody in the government, everybody in the shadow government are well aware of UFOs, their technologies, their stuff in hangars. They're flying this stuff around. They have the technologies to create their own false alien wars even.
Do you think that there is an alien war going on between extraterrestrial races that's being kept secret from us?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think that our collective health on this planet, as above, so below, I think that the wars that are going on between us and the duality that goes on planet Earth is reflected in the cosmos and vice versa. And I think that if we were to sort ourselves out, that would all be sorted out. But I think there's a lot of fake fear. I mean, you know, like false flags on that level. But at the same time, you know, I think that they've gotten in over their heads and they've made agreements that are so detrimental to their own well-being. They've kind of sold their souls to these agendas. And so, you know, but I also know that benevolent races don't necessarily intervene because they're functioning at a much higher frequency and they don't do war. So the only wars that might be going on are between those that are dangerous, that are just kind of maybe fighting over command and control and power within their own species and just how they're implementing it through human hosts. I wouldn't doubt that there's some sort of conflicts going on. But as far as anything larger than that, that are going to affect us as a whole, there's a danger of, you know, these technologies that have been in the, they're here for decades, but blue beam technologies that can create false alien wars because they have the holographic technology and artificial telepathy to make us think that these events are taking place when in actual fact they're just lizards behind the curtain making all this look real. So, I mean, there's dangers on all fronts, you know. I warn people for the possible realities and the possible deceptions. And the best way to, because we just really can't tell, we can only, you know, live in a specific truth that kind of defies all of that and lifts us out of those sort of dilemmas that are about 12D, that are about dimensional frequencies that are way beyond these lower agendas and races that higher races can help connect us with. And that's really to source energy. And that agenda is much higher.
Have you ever heard the rumor that people are disappearing from the earth? And they're being used as soldiers in some sort of a war?
Yeah. I mean, that's the super soldier programs maybe you're talking about. And those are absolutely real. People, you know, get taken into... I mean, there's all sorts of abductions going on. Children, you know, there's the slave program. I mean, there's unbelievably horrific things happening. And if we don't know this, then we're not going to stop it. And it's going to come out of the woodworks and end up being the existence that we're living in. Right now, they're planning on, you know, I mean, it's showing up more and more in our world with the TSA scanners, with, I mean, with the GMOs, with what they're doing with you know, our growing organic food and all this stuff that they say that they're implementing to protect us from terrorists or protect us from illness is actually false. And they're going to take us over if we don't wake up and stop it. And there's all sorts of people that they're using and all sorts of programs where parents are selling their kids into these projects, and we're becoming a robotic techno society where people are being controlled by computers.
I thought it was very strange how they actually put crops on the surface of the earth without protecting them, as they called it a test crop. But they knew once they did that, the seeds would spread all over, and it would ruin all the other crops. And yet they got away with it. I've read where you stated that meetings with aliens were still going on with the government. How do you know this?
I don't know if that's my exact quote.
Well, it may not be exact, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at the government. It's like, you know, people, I'm not here to, a lot of people don't like Alex Jones, but people, you know, or they think he might be disinformation, but they got to watch his latest video called Endgame and really pay attention to, you know, what they were able to film in these secret meetings. And the different government officials that go to these meetings and what they do at these meetings. And, you know, it's clearly related to ET agendas. And, you know, when you listen to whistleblowers and their stories, they're always talking about government and alien cooperation to implement certain projects and certain agendas. I can name just a few whistleblowers right now that talk about, you know, the government working alongside alien races. Andrew Bishago, Aaron McCollum, you know, and when it's important to pay attention to whistleblowers because they're surviving the experience and they're telling the story. Mm-hmm. A lot different than, you know, researchers or people that are going based on rumors or based on, you know, disinformation agents that are sharing stories that, you know, it's much better to go to the experiencers, the ones that have made it out, and hear what they have to say, and they all confirm this. So I'm only supporting them. But at the same time, you know, I have an open mind, and I'm not going to stand by anything and say it's 100% truth. I can just say, this is what I suspect, this is what I feel, this is what I've been exposed to, and this is what makes the most sense. And, you know, I'm well aware of the ET presence, just in my own experiences. And yeah, like I said, I'm supporting those that do not serve the dark agendas that have lived to tell the tale of what they've experienced and what they were involved in.
Tell us about the Mars colony and how you are involved with it.
Well, I was recruited to go to Mars in 2006. An agent was sent to recruit me, but I didn't know that he was sent. We formed a partnership, and he was talking about going to Mars, but I didn't really realize it was part of, you know, something a lot larger than just, you know, some weird conversation that I just didn't take seriously just at first. And then I realized he was meeting with a secret group. And at times he acted very bizarre, and I felt like he was being controlled. And then started to listen to conversations, started to investigate the people he was dealing with, and there's talks of things going on Mars and, you know, terraforming. And, you know, I didn't hear that much about a colony, but obviously there is a colony there, and this all connects to Alternative 3. And other whistleblowers that have been to Mars through teleporting, and other folks that have said that they've worked on bases on Mars, have all come forward. So this really connected to the fact that I was recruited to go to this place, obviously to meet up with something that's been going on there for a while. And Alternative 3 was you know, a documented decision to create off-planet colonies and underground bases. And so I'm representing Alternative 4, which is a positive human future, which is to take our resources, the trillions of dollars that are being spent on these things, and putting it into our planet to heal this planet. But we're dealing with, you know, very powerful forces that want nothing to do with that. So, but I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to try. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think the agenda is to, like, rape the planet and then move on?
Well, I mean, they're doing that. It's about control. Mostly it's about overtaking the universe and this planet. And if they need to cause environmental damage in order to control the masses, they will. I don't think they want the planet that they want to conquer and rule to have such environmental damage, but that's the only way that they can really poison us and harm us and cause us fear and then feed on the fear. And what I see was the thing about the Mars colonies is that they would, you know, really do a lot of damage here and choose to depopulate and carry on their mind control agendas, go off planet, and then come back after the numbers are greatly reduced and those that remain are either, you know, this advanced civilization, this super race that are, you know, cyborgs and connected to these computers that have, you know, these abilities, you know, grid technology, artificial intelligence, where the abilities are enhanced, or they're basically zombies and slaves. And it's a really sick agenda that's going on, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it because it is happening, but there is a positive timeline as well, and that's the work I do, is to promote that and for people to understand that.
I noticed that when you talked about Mars, you said that people transported there. Did I understand you correctly? In other words,
transported.
In other words, they had a machine that they could step into, and then they reappeared on Mars.
Yeah, that's the teleportation. Andy Bishago, who was in Project Pegasus.
Uh-huh. Okay, I had never heard of that before. That's the only reason I asked you that. A while back, I interviewed a physicist who was working on a very primitive time device that he hoped would send one atom back in time. I've heard that the U.S. government might possess alien technology that allows time travel. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, that's Andrew Bishago is my colleague, and that's what he talks about. He was in a project starting as a kid. He was teleported to Mars, the chronovisors. They were able to quantum access, you know, future presidents. And, he went to Mars twice. So, you know, anybody who wants to know about time travel and the government and DARPA, I would read about Andrew Bishago and his experience, because that's exactly what he talked about. And, you know, super soldier programs also use these technologies. And, yep.
There's been much talk from time to time about the human race being far older than we suspect, and that evidence has been hidden. Human skeletons have been found that are many millions of years old and have all either disappeared or been ignored. Do you know anything about that? Or have you heard about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I just couldn't hear one of the words that you said that have been, began with an F, I think.
Ignored. Let me put it another way. There's a lot of talk about finding out that the human race is millions and millions of years old, where we're being led to believe that maybe we're only 100,000 years old. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's different ages. There's, you know, when one looks at, you know, calendars like the Mayan calendar, the Aztec calendar, they talk about different planetary ages and times where, you know, almost everything was wiped out and started again. And there's also evidence that there's been, you know, many Big Bangs, and that there's scientific evidence of different rings that show sort of similar to a tree of exist, you know, but that's different than what you're saying, of course. But yeah, I mean, you know, Eden is definitely not where it started. I mean, it's we're going back into, you know, Sumerian times, and you know, the Anunnaki and you know, as the world was being formed, you know, there are different planetary bodies that were being inhabited as well, that, and things have sort of shifted. And there's a lot there. And, yes, they always try and bury history and keep things secret if it doesn't serve their agenda. So I don't have all that information, but I'm sure there's incredible amounts of information that we're just starting to possibly get our hands on, and maybe some information we'll never get our hands on.
Yeah, well, I think this all boils down to one thing, though. Did we develop through evolution, or did we come from somewhere else, you know? What do you think?
We're all kind of from all over, and, you know, some like to say we evolved from monkeys, but I have, you know, information about, you know, folks coming from off-planet, it's absolutely, I mean, there's off-planet races that have come and bred with humans that have cloned and used genetic engineering and all sorts of stuff to spread their genetics, their race on a genetic level to be able to control things more. And you know, everything kind of originates from, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of different star systems. I think we take different lives. Sometimes we're on Earth, sometimes we're in these, you know, different worlds, and we choose to come here because this is a place where it can all be integrated as the planet is, you know, receiving more of the waves from the galactic core and raising its frequencies, which will help eject these more negative agendas and races and their plans. But yeah, no, I definitely know that we're from all over, and there is, you know, a natural evolution that takes place that are more the organic human, that is, you know, very Earth and indigenous to the Earth. But then there's been incredible manipulation and inbreeding and breeding with these other races.
There have been many books written that claim that there are ruins on the moon and that they're millions of years old. They seem to be destroyed by some sort of a war and were built by humans. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, we're dealing with everything, and anything is possible. It's like nothing should really shock anybody. I mean, we're in a sci-fi world. We're dealing with also mythology and spiritual things that have been hidden from us. And, you know, to me, anything is possible. So if it's been written, I have an open mind to it, but there is this info out there. But I have heard some more things, yes.
What do you know, if anything, about the HARP project? That's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program?
Yes, well, they're inducing all sorts of catastrophes and you know, the earthquakes and environmental disasters that are wiping out populations. And, yeah, I mean, that's very real, and it's funded by the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, and it's really doing an incredible amount of damage because it's competing with, you know, Mother Nature. And it's, you know, obviously high-power radio frequency transmitters that are messing with the atmosphere, and this level of screwing with nature is what's really responsible for our climate problems and all these, you know, disasters and issues that we're dealing with.
Well, have you ever heard that the people that control the world are trying to get the population down to about 3 or 4 million to make it more manageable for them?
Yes, of course.
Have we used extraterrestrial technology in any way?
Have we?
Yes.
They're always using that. It's all going on behind the scenes.
Such as what, for example?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, the mind control technologies. There's, I mean, who's to say? I mean, just the alien aircraft. There's artificial telepathy that mimics, you know, real communication with ETs, and that's like lower aliens. Technologies, and you know, one could say that in a way, you know, HARP is an alien technology,
mm-hmm.
And teleportation, you know, and all this stuff. We have to deal with the fact that and understand the fact that advanced civilizations are a part of our own selves. I mean, they could be us from the future. I mean, this is. I mean, we're not dealing with past, future, and present. When you have time travel, you're dealing with, you know, having access to advanced technology and primitive cultures as well. I mean, we have our hands on all of it. And so, you know, these technologies are out there, but there is no kind of time and linear time. It's just we're dealing with no time in a sense. So everything from the future is in our hands. We could call it alien technology, but it's really, you know, advanced civilizations and the technologies that they used in those civilizations and from the future. And, you know, a lot of it is being misused in order to control the human race rather than used for its highest benefit.
Would it be fair to say that you believe that the timeline is not linear, but it's everything is happening at the same time, the past, the present, and the future?
In a sense. I mean, when you think of the stuff that's been hidden from us, it, you know, and you think of how much we need to evolve and wake up, I mean, that creates time. Our process of restoration, our process of reclaiming our true power, I mean, we're dealing with cycles. It's not so much time. We're dealing with, you know, death and rebirth. We're dealing with the sun goes up and sun comes down. We're dealing with wheels. And when you deal with wheels, it's a spinning circle, which is different than point A to point B. There's none of that. I mean, we're dealing with, you know, things that go around and around and around, and that center point in the center of that, one can access everything on the wheel from past to future to, you know, our current reality. And it's all spinning around us. There's no beginning or end. And we have access to all of it, and time travel and, you know, disinformation and rewriting history, you know, ends up changing our belief systems and the way we interact with life. But when we, you know, connect, you know, to our roots and who we really are, we can find the truth and actually alter time and alter the timelines and alter our future, because we're not buying into a false program. We're actually, you know, tapping into the more genuine aspect of our history that has been buried but still alive and still exists. Mm-hmm. And we can purify the story, and we can purify our history by having access to it and being aware that it's still kind of happening, but we can clean it up. We can bring the truth out rather than live this lie. And so knowing that time isn't linear, we can heal our history and change our future.
Do you think any of the common things that we use today, any of the ordinary things, were created because of alien technology and we just don't know it?
Yeah, I mean, everything on a technological level, you know, is, in a sense, like alien technology. I mean, a lot of bartering happened in order for us to have this advanced technology, and it was also to dupe us so that we would feel powerless and that we would put these technologies in front of our own natural abilities. And so we're living in a techno world while we're repressing our higher psychic abilities, our ability to have telekinesis, our ability to teleport naturally. And so these technologies sort of mimic what we have as natural abilities. And in that sense, they're alien because they are a part of this sort of artificial world. Some are very useful. They should be there to clean up the planet, but more of it is about control. So it's about the implementation and the intention behind how these technologies are used, and if they're influenced by alien agendas or, you know, like higher consciousness. But you know, advanced technologies that are way ahead of our time, you know, one could call alien technology, and the ones that sort of evolve naturally on an organic timeline, you know, they're. I mean, there's no way to really decide, you know, is that alien or not? I mean, it depends what somebody's definition of alien is, because we come from all over and we obtain our information through the fact that we are natural time travelers in a lot of ways. So stuff from the future that's very advanced is being hidden from us. And so we look at what our reality is and we say that this is, you know, how advanced we are. But everything that's out there is not, you know, it's already there. There's nothing, it's only hidden. But it's not like it's always been there. It's been hiding out in caves even. I mean, if people read about ancient history, these technologies were there back then. They were there in Egypt and Atlantis and Lemuria. You know, it's not like it's just coming upon us all of a sudden and we're using alien technology. We've always had these technologies. What's different is they're being hidden from us.
Well, when you say deals have been made, are you referring to what is said on the internet to be some sort of a program where aliens could abduct humans and experiment on them, and in return the government would get access to technology? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, and that's been happening, you know, throughout history. I mean, there's been reports of abductions for many, 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 many years. And, you know, so they have to keep making agreements, because these agreements, you know, it doesn't seem like they're even needed, because they're not even followed and they're not even very real because they get broken. So, you know, like the one supposedly with Ike, that there would only be a few that they would experiment on, but they would have to know the names of them, and they would have to be returned unharmed, right. And that would be exchanged for tech. And that got out of control. So that's just one example, but that's, you know, history repeats itself. This is, you know, a part of just the whole manipulation of getting the government involved so that they could be blamed for making these agreements, so that there's some way to show in history that, oh, but, you know, this was a treaty that was signed. But, you know, they don't have any ethics. They do this regardless of treaties. They just need to have some sort of way to maybe cast blame. I don't know. But, you know, obviously, if some of the treaties that are being mentioned are real, then they were broken, not by humans, but by the aliens. And I don't think those agreements should have ever been made. But who's to say that whether they were made or not, that they wouldn't still be happening?
Right.
Because you're dealing with the Nazi Party, and they're beyond in agreement with these races and their manipulations. They're just trying to make treaties with the ones that are actually trying to help us, and they manipulate to carry on their agendas. But they're already in agreements with a huge power structure. They just want to drag more of the potential positive leaders into their web. And Eisenhower, unfortunately, was probably somebody that had that happen to him. And so I just feel called to reverse all of this and to complete this legacy, because that was not the intention. And, you know, the Eisenhower bloodline can't be mind-controlled. A lot of bloodlines can't. And you know, it's just time to revisit these agreements and you know, look at what our solutions are, because we're not powerless. We can overcome all of this, but what's being repressed is our DNA, and junk DNA, and 95% of it that's not available to us has a lot to do with these manipulations and the tripping and the dumbing down and the poisoning of our culture with chemtrails and such. And just the spiritual lies and the movement of religion and the Vatican and how it wants us to look to a savior, which completely deflects us from finding our own power to rise above all of this. And we're waiting for something to save the day that's not going to save the day. And Christ is very real, and so is Magdalene and Sophia. But these forces, their whole point was to awaken it within us so that we'd be empowered and we could break free. And religion's distorted that and is making us look to them. And it's just not going to happen. We have to empower ourselves.
I don't think that any of us realize what is really going on with the relations between countries. It's said we have far more going on in the field of space and possibly extraterrestrial contact with the Russian Federation and possibly China. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Yeah.
What have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't really know how to comment on that. I mean, there's the strongest power structures, countries, are working together, and they're illegally visiting with each other and making decisions that nobody's voting for, that nobody has a say in, not including our president. And there's an agreement, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's illegal to actually do that. That they have to have consent from Congress and the president to meet, and they're doing it anyway. So,
have you ever heard of President Eisenhower ever starting any projects that used any of the captured Nazi or German experiments, such as the Bell, that was supposed to be an anti-gravity device?
I don't know his position and what he... No, I've not heard any specific project that he started, no.
What do you know about remote viewing experiments, the ones that took place during the Cold War? Have you ever heard that they're still going on and being used to observe extraterrestrials?
Yeah, I mean, everything's still going on. MK Ultra's still going on, and it's even worse now because there's many more projects. The remote viewing, the psychic spies, that's how they located me to recruit me to go to Mars. They're all remote viewers. So, yes, originally it was about, you know, understanding the enemy and protection, but, you know, like I said, all these technologies have gotten out of control, and they're being used to serve other agendas than maybe the original idea, just like HAARP, you know, mm-hmm. should have helped people who were starving and where there are famines to help the environment, you know, provide for them, and instead they're using it to create disasters and thin out the population. And yes, you know, there needs to be more responsibility taken. People shouldn't have tons of children when they don't have the money, but there's other ways to go about it than what they're doing, for sure.
Do you think that extraterrestrials are grooming the human race for something like advancing us to the next step?
Yeah. And we have to be careful because, you know, these global elite people are trying to play God, and they have no ethics. They do not come from a place of heart. And yes, they can advance us all they want, but you can't lose the ethics. You can't lose the integrity. You can't lose the spirituality, or else we are doomed. I mean, we're setting ourselves up for creating a huge monster and a huge backlash and destroying ourselves in the process. So, yeah, they're grooming us, but, I mean, these are low-frequency 4D entities, and we're dealing with the 12D universe. We're dealing with, you know, such a lower density and such a lower layer compared to everything that's really out there that what we're being groomed for is not actually higher. It's just more about control and about, you know, having abilities that defy spiritual law that are going to backlash. And we have those natural abilities. You know, when one thinks of shapeshifters and shamans and, you know, the being able to walk through walls, I mean, that's not based on technology. That's based on being an advanced ascended master that obtained those gifts and abilities through high frequency and higher consciousness, not, you know, control and turning people into computers and linking them up to artificial intelligence computers and turning us into, you know, I'm promoting the organic path of light that promotes our higher abilities without all this manipulation by evil people that are connected to these lower races that don't care about us.
It's said that many UFO documents that are leaked on purpose and they contain disinformation. What do you think about that statement?
Yes, they pay people to do this and to get on threads and confuse people. And so disclosure, you know, we got to get over the fact that, I mean, people just need to understand that there are ETs and UFOs and just, like, get comfortable with that. Now we got to go to the next level. Why has there been secrecy for so long? What have they been doing behind our backs? What was their point in having this secrecy? It shouldn't be that we're all waiting to hear somebody say that these things are real. Let's just accept that they're real and focus on what they've been doing behind our backs for all this time, because that is where we're in danger, because, you know, waiting around to have somebody, you know, say that UFOs are real when most people know, because billions of people have been contacted and abducted, and we can just look to each other to have disclosure. But, you know, we need to understand what they've been doing behind the scenes and why that they've wanted to confuse us and keep this level of secrecy. So them coming forward and saying anything about leaking information is just to give us a sense of, oh, disclosure is happening. But they're playing with our heads. I mean, most people know that, you know, this is real. What they don't know is what's been going on behind our backs.
The moon landings have been a very controversial subject for some people. There are people that believe that we never landed on the moon, and there are people that believe that, well, sometimes we landed on the moon when we said we did, and sometimes we didn't. What do you think about all this?
Well, I know people are teleporting and going to the moon, and I know that there's bases on the moon, and I know that there's activity there. There's activity all over the cosmos. And but as far as, you know, those that appear to be that astronaut or that, you know, the person who put in the public eye.
I'm talking about the Apollo program, basically.
Yeah. As far as what we see and what's told to us, I highly doubt it, but I don't want to get myself into trouble. And with anything I say, everybody has to take it with a grain of salt. You know, I'm only saying the majority of the evidence that I have and the information experiences I have are why I open my mouth and say anything, but I could be wrong. But, you know, on most levels, on most things that I cover, I know that I'm not. As far as the moon Apollo thing, I haven't been able to wrap my head around my thoughts on it too much because my hands are full. I just know that there's always something that the public has shown that is different than what is actually going on. And I highly doubt, you know, a lot of that we see to be truth. But I do know that, of course, these places are being visited and inhabited. But what we see in a public way, you know, as far as landings and these huge breakthroughs and walking on the moon and this and that, it's just playing with our heads because there's a secret space program and there's all sorts of things going on that level that we're not hearing about. So it makes me question what we do here.
So then would it be fair to say that you believe what Gary McKinnon, the famous English hacker, said, that he had found evidence that there is a space fleet and he found the names of some of the officers that are commanding the space fleet?
I have to be more familiar with what he wrote for me to answer better on that. I would really need to look into him and what type of person he is. And but I'll definitely, once we get off the phone, find out more about that. Is it about the secret space program he's talking about, or just what?
Yeah,
what
Gary McKinnon is a British hacker that the United States has been trying to extradite over to this country now for maybe 4 or 5 years. And so far, they haven't succeeded. He claims that he got onto some NASA websites, also military websites, and he found that we have a space fleet. He was looking for UFO information, and he found the names of some of the officers that are in this fleet.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. If he's uncovering information that's being hidden from us, and this is what he's saying, I don't doubt it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. And I know the name, and I know a little bit, and it's just been something I need to understand more to be able to answer. But, no, there's been a, yeah, I mean, my gosh, Moon, Saturn, Jupiter, I mean, Mars. I mean, there's space travel going on already. It's just we don't hear about it.
The head of Cairo University's archaeology department said he couldn't confirm or deny that there was a UFO inside of the Great Pyramid, but that there was something not of this world. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard stuff about that, yep.
What do you think about it?
Well, I don't doubt it. We just want to, be sure, like, what are the intentions of these particular beings? I mean, we're being invaded, like, from parasitic lower life forms in the universe, and, they've distorted all the symbolism, the Nazi symbol, the pentagram, everything. It has a negative connotation. Now we're dealing with demonic consciousness that's running the planet. And so there's negative races, and they very likely are inhabiting places that are sacred. And, that's what they do on the grid lines and vortexes on particular days, using a cult ritual to generate even more negative energy and more darkness. And if it's a benevolent race, I totally believe it too. Maybe it's protecting, this as well. I just have to understand it more. But we're the most sacred things are being infected, and at the same time, there's a lot that's protecting them as well. But there's a lot of codes to not intervene. But there's still going to be intervention.
Did you ever hear anything about President Eisenhower ever talking about Roswell? The crash in New Mexico.
I've not heard him talk about it. In any speeches or anything, or any, family rumors or anything.
I could get down the line and start asking about a lot of strange events that happen in this country, like crop circles and things like that. But have you ever heard of any strange events that you would like to tell us about?
That I've gone through or just know about?
That you know about.
Oh, well, it seems like all I know is strange events. It's like there's no concept of any normalcy or anything that, like, your local person would. It's nothing but strange, and just gets stranger. But at the same time, I'm used to it and I'm comfortable with it because I've had a really bizarre experience in life and been exposed to all sorts of things. But yeah, crop circles. But also there are groups that have the plasma technology to create crop circles. They have the alien technology to create crop circles. And the problem is with humans having alien technologies is it gets in the way of the messages of the benevolent races, and it makes them, able to kind of confuse us. And but I would say bizarre. Gosh, I mean, I don't know where to begin. I got bizarre stories on.
Let's skip that. Maybe that's too hard of a question. It's too complicated, but.
I just have too many stories.
Well, we can do it in another interview. Maybe you'll let me contact you again, and we'll go over some of the other stories. But
yes.
Meanwhile, I was going to ask you, do you think that crop circles contain messages, true crop circles?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And what do you think a message would be given to us this way?
Well, they've been giving messages about, the goddess. They've been giving messages about ET races. They've been giving messages about our DNA, messages, about the flower of life and the tree of life. And, there's all sorts of clues. And it's very, I can't underestimate, how important it is to really, try and understand what they're trying to say. There's so much symbolism and it's just unbelievable. But I'm a little bit worried after getting an email by accident saying that they have the plasma technology to create crop circles. And so I'm just a little nervous about what they're able to create and mimic that can confuse this whole process. But, there's star glyphs and information about these star systems. And And will definitely assist the evolutionary process if we can really start to decode what these glyphs are telling us. You know, the frequencies are really high when people go to these places, and this is the way that these benevolent races are assisting us.
Well, the last question I'd like to ask you is, several ancient cities have been found that not only bear heavy background radiation, but skeletons have been found in the streets that seem to indicate that people have not only been struck down without any warning, but have been severely burned. Do you think there was an ancient nuclear war?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they can zap people and microwave people. I mean, they have, everything is there, but, you know, it doesn't serve them well to it's such a hard question to answer, but I don't doubt it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to give us this interview. I really appreciate it.